Absolute justice is achieved by the revelation of truth from within me. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing, University of Philosophy, here in Campo, California. Absolute justice is achieved by the revelation of truth from within me. Truth cannot be expressed in our life, in our world, unless we know what the truth is. And truth is whatever we choose to make it. You can say, I am happy, and you may not be happy at the time, but you're saying it, and that truth reveals itself because you're consistently putting that cause in motion. If you say, I am unhappy, the truth of being unhappy is revealed by your repetitive saying, I am unhappy, and bringing that cause into motion. You see, truth could be more likely listed or described as a cause. Truth is the effect, indeed, of a cause. What is the effect of the causes that we put in motion? How is absolute justice revealed in the causes that we put in motion? Well, absolute justice merely means that whatever causes we put into motion, we are experiencing the effects of those causes. Absolute justice is the effect. Absolute justice is experienced in everyone's life, every day in our life. We say, well, we're living in the relative world, and absolute causes are on an absolute level. That's true. That's true. We are living on the relative world, in the relative world, and we will continue living in the relative world. But we are not limited to the rules of the relative world when we use the rules of absolute. And the rules of absolute are all is and is. All is and is. Now, how is all and is? How is all and is for us to think about? That's an interesting concept, isn't it? How is all and is for us to think about? Well, we may think that we're living in a relative world, but we are really living in absolute. And the relative is just a nominal game we play from time to time, a game that we think is quite important, but actually it is just a game. And it is a game of being ourselves. It is a game of revealing to ourselves who and what we are. What is it that we would like to have as the truth that dwells within us? What is it that we'd like to realize as the truth that dwells within us? For, as we say in absolute, all is. All is. Therefore, all must be truth. And if all must be truth, then which truth do we want to experience? Now, the truth of the fact that your car drives beautifully is a lovely statement. The truth of the fact that you live in a whole and perfect body is a lovely statement. The truth of the fact that you have happy and harmonious relationships in your world is a lovely statement. The truth that you do not have those things is a lovely statement. Everything is a lovely statement. Everything is an is. And when we look at it from that point of view, we begin to say, hey, I want an is that says all is harmonious and peaceful. I want an is that says all is in right order. All is in divine order right now. That's the is I want. I want the is that is beneficial to me. Okay. Absolute justice is achieved by the revelation of truth from within me. The revelation of truth within me is that is that I choose to experience. What is important for me to experience? The is that I choose to experience is happiness, joy, harmony, peace, love, health, wholeness, abundance in every possible thing. And when I live in that consciousness, in all those areas, I am one. And you say, well, man, that's a busy job. That's a busy job. Yes, it is. Very busy job. And so we have a few phrases which are very, very definite and very positive and very beneficial for us to put in motion to accomplish that without going into all the details. And one phrase that we use is, all is in divine order. When we say all is in divine order, then we're saying that the divine is the only order that we are interested in having, and all that I experience in my life and my affairs and my world are in divine order. And as these things are all in divine order, then I live in my absolute awareness, revelation of who I am and what I am. Now, we don't always know the who and the what that we are. But when we say all is in divine order, then the who and the what that we are is a harmonious, beneficial thing for us. It is a powerful and joyful thing for us. It is an exciting and demanding thing for us, but it is something that really works in every possible way. Absolute justice is achieved by the revelation of truth from within me, and it can only be revealed from within me by the cause that I put in motion to accomplish the effect of that truth. And the cause that I put in motion is all is in divine order right now. As we progress in these wonderful statements of truth, as we talk with the absolute philosopher within us, we will say many of the same things day after day after day. And as we say these same things day after day after day, we are revealing these things to ourselves in a very positive, very dynamic, very definite, very beautiful way. It's exciting to be ourselves and to have fun. I know it's exciting to be me and to have fun. Have a lovely day and know that I love you, I love you, I love you.